Welcome back to another episode of Preferred Talk-Ons. For the millionth time, it's not Keith, it's Bill again, because Keith is not recording again. But we have Mountaineer Ross in studio with us filling in. Ross, good to have you here.
Howdy, Billy. I'm real excited. I was supposed to hang out with my three kids, Ross Jr., Ross the Third, and Ross Cena, but I decided to ditch those losers, and I'm here doing the pod, baby. I'm excited.
We couldn't be more excited to have you. Josh, how are you?
Bad time.
Right as he took a sip.
Doing well, Bill.
Good.
I'd like to say a quick word about our today's sponsors, if I could.
Please do.
We are sponsored today. This episode is brought to you by Poor Richard's Pub. Guys, if you're looking for a great place to watch the game on Saturdays or just go for a drink after happy hour with coworkers, Poor Richard's Pub is the place to go. Great atmosphere, great drink specials. So thank you to Poor Richard's.
Wonderful sponsor for us. So by all means, go grab a pint.
Isn't that the bar from The Office?
That's the joke, Ross. Yeah.
So we're doing fake ads now? I mean, real ads? Whoops.
Yeah.
We're doing fake ads. Edit this out, Billy.
Okay. Yep. We'll start over. Welcome to Preferred Talk-Ons. This has been the most disjointed introduction that we've
had. No, it has not.
That's
no,
true.
It has not.
Sadly, it has not been the worst introduction that we've ever had. But the fact remains, Keith is not here.
Last time we talked about dog shit, didn't we?
Probably. And it's not even when Loki was in the studio with us last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get off topic pretty easy.
It's all good.
So, we're talking the week 8 slate. Can you imagine it's already week 8?
What happened, Billy?
What happened?
This season's flying.
Blink of an eye, and it's already gone.
That's the way it always seems to go, though. Takes forever to get here. Goes by in a blink.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was watching the MLB playoffs, which are great in their own right, but the MLB literally starts in April and literally ends at Halloween. That's like 6-7 months of baseball.
Half the damn year, Billy.
We get college football from Labor Day to Christmas. That's it. It's not fair. I think that's why everyone loves it so much, because we get so little of it, but at the same time, you know, it just doesn't feel fair. Whatever. So today we'll be talking week 8. Our bets, our teams, not in that order, probably our teams and then our bets. And then not a whole lot else, just because we're unprepared. And
Talk some games.
That's how
we're excited for.
We'll talk some games. We'll spit some game. We'll do some game. You know how we do.
You know how we do. Let's dive right in. We'll talk our teams, our matchups that we like and don't like, and who we got this week. So, Josh, you want to lead us off?
Yeah, I'm back after a bye week with some of my key players. But excited for this week. Brock Purdy goes against Texas Tech, who does not play a whole lot of defense, if you've ever watched them before. And then Tylan Wallace, Spencer Saunders, both going up against Baylor. So I don't really know how I feel about that one, because Baylor has looked good, and at times they do look like they have a defense.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what Oklahoma State's going to show up. Because we've seen both of them this year, too. We've seen the explosive Oklahoma State, and we've seen the Oklahoma State that can't seem to score.
Where is that game?
It is in Oklahoma State, I believe. Okay. Actually, this doesn't say.
I'll check the weather real quick.
I'll check real quick for you. But, yeah, so that's mine this week. Jacob Breeland out for the season, so I had to go and get me a new tight end.
Who'd you get?
I got Kyle Pitts from Florida.
Oh, I think you mentioned that in the previous episode. Who are you playing this week?
I play UConn Thieves this week. So both of us 3-4. Both
that's a
of
good
us
matchup.
It's in Stillwater. So okay. We're both 3-4. We're both on the outside looking in. I've had a rough couple of weeks, man. I need this one. We'll see how it goes. I'm fairly confident.
The weather in Stillwater is 75 and sunny, so it's a lot better than it was last weekend.
That's
so
awesome.
Hopefully that caters well to the Oklahoma State passing attack.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Woke up and there was frost on the ground this morning.
Yeah, I had to wait for my car to defrost.
I'm not ready for that.
I do go against Justin Fields tonight. Other than that, I'm really super worried about anything else he has going. He's got Missouri's D playing Vandy, but
Nothing too crazy. Fields has had some really close weeks. So if you – well, how do I say this? If the pattern continues, you'll win. But at the same time, I feel like the bubble's about to burst and the shoe's going to drop and you might lose by like a half a point, which would be great for me.
Yeah, I'd hate that.
Ross.
Howdy.
Who you got?
Well, Billy, after last week's debacle, I played Hoosier Jimmy, and I essentially just didn't score points. I think I had a total of like 84 points, which, just to give you guys some reference, if you don't score between like 190 and 220 points, you're probably not going to win. So, yeah, not even close. And Hoosier Jimmy, I don't think he even played like three people. So,
I mean, honestly, at this point, he has Jonathan Taylor. That's all you need.
Might as well rest your starters.
Off the bye week, I got the SMU boys back. I got, what's his name, Buchel, and I got Xavier Jones, which is going to help my team immensely. I'm pretty much just playing spoiler at this point. I'm playing Gumby, just going to try to just knock a win off him like the Dolphins in week 17. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
I hear you.
Just trying to just mess some things up. I had Trey Rogas playing last night. He didn't do shit, which was great because I had Hank Bachmeyer on my bench for Boise State. So that's just – it's just looking bad. I don't know anymore. Who's Gumby even got on his team?
Well, Gumby did have – we've talked about him quite a bit because he had De'Aaron King, Raheem Blackshear, and the CMU quarterback. I'm blanking on his name right now, but all those three are out for the year.
He's got CeeDee Lamb.
He does have CeeDee Lamb.
That's the guy you want.
He's got the Miami defense against Georgia Tech.
To be fair to CeeDee Lamb, though, he is playing that stout Mountaineer defense this week, so I just don't know if he's going to have 240 yards and three touchdowns or 201 yards and three touchdowns.
He's also got Charlie Brewer, as Josh mentioned, going to Stillwater. Could be tricky, but Oklahoma State's not known for the defense. Khalil Tate against USC, but Levante Bellamy against Eastern Michigan is one where I think you're going to get killed.
I think I'm going to get killed on all of it, so it doesn't really matter. I'm just hoping Puka Williams gets in the end zone. He's now the main back of Kansas, which is – I've already saw some benefits to that. I hope Jones and Buchel – or what's his name?
Xavier Jones.
No, Xavier Jones, and what's the quarterback's name again?
Yeah, Shane Buchel.
Oh, I interrupt. Buchel, I hope they play what they've been doing. I mean, they're scoring like 60 points combined a week, so
yeah.
They're kind of the keys to the engine there. So hopefully – I just try to be competitive, you know, just try to go out there, put on a brave face, keep my head up, you know, just being the athlete that I am, pretty much.
Well, Trey Regis did get you a touchdown last night, but unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that was great. 8.5 points.
He got one touch.
Yeah.
And it was a touchdown. So
I don't understand. Like
he's efficient, but.
Yeah, but he was getting 30 touches a game. And then all of a sudden, like the freshman, that's the problem. As the season goes on, you know, when you've been killing a running back, you're like, oh, well, I'll just hold him off till the end, and then when it's bowl season, I'll try to win some games. But, yeah, he's really falling off the face of the earth there.
You know CeeDee Lamb already has 10 touchdowns this year?
Yeah.
He had 11 all of last year.
Well, that's what they're talking about. They're saying he's the best player in Oklahoma, and Jalen Hurts should be out of the Heisman candidacy because of him.
Should CeeDee Lamb be in the running for the Heisman? Never see receivers up there.
It's like the same thing that happened to like Texas Tech with Michael Crabtree and like what was the quarterback back then?
He's Graham Harrell.
Graham Harrell. They're like, well, Graham Harrell's going to be the Heisman candidate, and then all of a sudden,
Crabtree.
And then Michael Crabtree had like 30 touchdowns. Like, oh, never mind.
I think CeeDee Lamb should definitely get some consideration. If he were a punt returner and had a couple of punt return touchdowns, it'd be a no-brainer.
Well, the problem with CeeDee Lamb is he doesn't post enough videos of him working out. That's the Oklahoma way. If you aren't posting those videos, are you even doing anything?
Probably not, honestly.
It's a good point. Don't know. I think that's the separation right now between Jalen Hurts and the field is the post-game workouts.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you in all legitimacy, if you watch that Texas game, it literally was like a five-yard out to CeeDee Lamb, and he just ran 80 yards. It was incredible. Like, he was catching the ball. Maybe it was 15-yard out, and he would just take the ball and just go in the end zone, and you're just like, how the hell did he do that?
Mm-hmm. He's definitely a gifted athlete, that's for sure. Let's see.
I'm going to your team a little bit.
Yep. I navigated a couple pages away. Now I got to figure out where to go. So I play Bree, the token girl, in our league.
Either one of you losing helps me, so it's one of those weeks.
Unfortunately. I currently sit at 4-3. Bree is 3-4. And both of us have scored a pretty good amount of points through the year, so we're doing okay in the standings. I'm still fourth. I have a lot of favorable matchups this year, or this week. I'm really excited about, specifically, Dylan Gabriel against East Carolina, Rashad Bateman against Rutgers. Omar Bayless already has 19.5 points from last night's game against Louisiana. Watt Fillior against Maryland. Brevin Jordan against Georgia Tech. Tyler Huntley against Arizona State worries me a little bit, but think he's good enough that an excellent defense shouldn't face him too much. And I also picked up the San Diego State defense against San Jose State this week. So hopefully they'll stuff them a little bit and get a good total for me, because Bree has some favorable matchups in her own right. She's got Travis Etienne against Louisville. She's got Kellen Mond against Ole Miss. She's got Aaron Fuller against Oregon. Oregon's got a pretty solid defense, but, you know, Washington's passing attack is also pretty good. T. Higgins is questionable to play tomorrow, so maybe
who does Clemson play?
Clemson plays Louisville. So maybe in a pinch, he doesn't get used because they're winning big, and that helps me. But
remember when that used to be a good game?
Yeah.
About 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Back when Lamar Jackson was there. I remember
Sean Watson.
That was a Thursday night game, and it was like a three-point game or something. It was just like, honestly, the game of the year. Because mm-hmm. they kept scoring back and forth. And
that was Saturday game, wasn't it?
Maybe that was it.
That was a game day game?
Because I was looking up, when I was doing my lines for the week, I was looking up past history between Louisville and Clemson, and I basically thought the same thing. Like, man, remember that when that game was just like the game of the year? It was insane.
It's like last year. Can you imagine if Florida, or last week, like if Florida State and Louisville were how they were 2-3 years ago, ooh, Clemson to go from Florida State to Louisville?
Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For ACC standards.
Well, right, but there wouldn't have been the ACC standards as we know it, because they would have been good.
Getting back to the fantasy football thing, I think something that we haven't really talked about, defenses are really important. They really can make a difference.
They really are.
Obviously, they start out at that 30 points, but if you have a defense that can just, like, keep them under 10 or keep them within 20 and then have a couple sacks or whatever it is and end up getting you 35, 40 points, that makes a huge difference. I know I've won a couple weeks because my defense just kind of holds up and scores 30 and someone else's defense has, like, two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have UAB's defense right now. And they're playing Hofstra this week, and last week they scored 30. They were the only people that scored really good points for me. So,
have you been streaming defenses throughout
the
year?
Yeah, I have been. I had Florida for a week, and so I've been trying to do the matchups type of a thing because obviously, like Clemson versus Alabama or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like the big schools, it's like, all right, well, fuck, like I might as well just take a small school and kind of risk it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what Keith and I talked about on the draft night before you guys had arrived. The benefits.
Longest episode in the history of
longest,
the first
yeah, exactly. By a considerable margin. How the benefits of, like, picking up a Boise State, for example, who doesn't have an extremely difficult schedule, but is reliable for maybe a turnover here and there, but they hold teams to 250 yards a game or so. So, honestly, pro fantasy, it doesn't make much of a difference because you get anywhere from, like, 7 to 10 points. Mm-hmm. Big deal.
I had it last week playing Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I dropped exactly. 39. I mean, Keith's only lost this year because Michigan State's defense put up
51 points?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first week of the year, too, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was insane when Tulsa scored – or Tulsa got negative 78 yards or whatever it was. Yeah, that's a – and UConn Feeb, I know I bring this up quite a bit, but he lost by a half a point because Michigan got negative 2 on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's – honestly, it's a huge difference. And kickers are kickers.
Yeah, they don't do shit. they really don't. It's college football. Like, if they get 10 points, holy shit, that's awesome. But they really don't do anything. Yeah.
And I've learned throughout the year how crucial it is to have a third quarterback in your flex as opposed to a
for sure.
You have to. And that's why I made the mistake this week of starting Ragas instead of Bachmeier on Boise State. That was stupid. You're completely right, though.
Bachmeier is going through concussion protocol. Is that his injury?
I believe so, yeah. He only played, like, I think the first quarter.
Yeah. So, the weeks that I've lost were weeks that I was stubborn and didn't want to pick up another quarterback. Yeah.
That's why Matt Smith, he's got auto-drafted 18 quarterbacks. 19 quarterbacks. So, yeah, go ahead and do Matt Zzz on that. sorry about that, Smarty Matt.
It happens. It's a good thing we don't have anybody listening to this.
Kelsey listens.
Bill, we
Kelsey.
All listen.
Thank you, Kelsey. Well, yeah, of course we all listen.
We got sponsors now.
We're living it. Yeah, we do. We actually do have a sponsor. Thank you, Anchor. Going around the league, Keith is playing Sparty Matt, which is actually a really good matchup.
I'd like to throw something out there. Keith, if you don't do the podcast next week, we're kicking you out of the league.
Which is funny because he's the only one who has the power to kick him out of the league.
Kick him out. Give me that login, Keith.
Husky Homer Evan is playing Chubb Hub. It looks like Evan actually set his roster this week. So,
wow.
Claps to Evan. He's also Oregon Washington. He's quite nervous.
Fully invested.
Fully invested. We have the battle of the bottom. John and Jimmy going against each other. And then Phoebe and Josh. So, it's going to be a very big week. We have a lot of playoff implications on the line here.
If I lose this week, I'm done.
You think so?
Like, I think the loser of me and UConn Phoebe is done.
So loser leaves town.
Loser leaves town. I was looking at standings. I could potentially jump three spots up to the fifth spot if I win.
Ooh.
So,
oh,
really need this one.
Well, I need it too, so too bad. I was actually also looking through my roster and shocked. I have literally one person starting that I drafted.
Yeah, I know.
I've either...
Why the hell do we even do a draft?
Honestly.
It's a waste of time. We should just throw them all in a pool and just figure it out as the season goes.
Release the players and let everyone have at it. I mean, technically, I dropped Revan Jordan and picked him back up. I also dropped Joshua Kelly and picked him back up. But Devontae Coxey has been on my bench for the last 4 weeks. And Joshua Kelly had a pretty decent night last night. Of course he did on my bench. But he's just so inconsistent, I can't risk it. But literally everyone else has been a free agent pickup.
I dropped Adrian Martinez last week.
Whoa.
You took the plunge.
I'm so mad. I hate it.
I mean, it had to be done, though.
Yep.
He wasn't doing anything.
He played terrible.
Yeah. Who does Nebraska play this week? Do you know off the top
of your head? They're
on a bye. Oh, well,
there
you go.
They're on a bye week, so maybe I can pick it back up. If you guys want, just fucking take them off my ass, please. I'm tired of being upset. I've watched so many damn Cornhusker games this year, and I get so mad. Oh, man. I've watched, like, all of them.
I just got a hilarious image in my head of Ross sitting in front of the TV with the Cornhusker head just yelling, "Come on! You son of a bitch!"
That's pretty much what I've been doing.
Sorry, that was really loud in the microphone.
And also, hopefully Austin Kendall for W gets his revenge game against Oklahoma, but I doubt he will because his shoulder is hurt, apparently. So,
our shoulders are all hurt, Ross. It's what we go through as humans.
As athletes.
As athletes.
That we are.
As a former D1 athlete, Josh.
Former D1 athlete.
Josh can attest to that for sure. Well, my internet's being slow, so I don't know who Nebraska plays after the bye week anyway. But
I'll look it up.
Who the hell cares?
Thanks, Josh. Well, I just want to see if he's worth picking
it's
up.
Probably Wisconsin or something.
They do have to play Wisconsin still. I know. I think they have. They played Minnesota.
Yeah.
They still have Illinois to play.
All right. They'll get so it right. Who they got?
Okay. I believe they still have Illinois.
They played them.
Shows you how much I've been paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, well, when
he's watched every game.
When you're the big Cornhusker, that's why they call me the big Cornhusker in high school, though.
Add it to the list.
I'll tell you, you won't get it because it's a crossover game.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Maryland.
Another red team.
Rutgers.
Another red team.
Ohio State.
Another red team.
They already played Ohio State.
Who's the other red team?
Indiana.
Oh, shit. Maybe we'll pick them
up. Indiana.
Maybe we'll pick them back up.
Another red team. Penn State.
Nope.
Not it, Bill. Tell your dumb brain to calm down. So, probably not worth picking up again, unfortunately.
I probably will.
I just kind of want to see you do it just as a thought experiment.
Yeah, I probably will.
Just to see how he rides out the year.
Yeah.
That would be pretty funny.
He'll end up winning that last four games with somebody else's team and have 40 points a night and lead him to a bowl game, and I'm going to hate myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I'm going to have to try to pick him up again.
They're going
to
miraculously just have a storming comeback, and Ross is like, God damn it.
Indiana at home. Indiana at home, at Purdue, bye, home to Wisconsin, at Maryland, home to Iowa. So I would not pick him up.
Oh, man, that sounds like six W's to me, boys.
He'll score points in the Indiana game. Mm-hmm. He might score points in the Purdue game.
If he plays because he's still hurt because of whatever. They never even announced what he was hurt.
Wisconsin and Iowa, they probably won't do a whole lot.
Do you think they miss a bowl game?
They could.
Scott Frost, you lying son of a bitch.
What are they right now, 3-3?
4-3, I think.
You lied to us, Scott.
Well,
you told us it was going to be 2 years from now. We wanted it to be 1 year from now.
I think they can make a bowl game. They'll probably beat Indiana, and then they'll get a win against either Maryland or Purdue more than likely.
They'll probably put W
in
the bowl game.
It won't be a great bowl game.
It's 6-6.
Yeah.
W in the bowl game. My two loves going at it. I can see it now.
Whatever
Nebraska, West Virginia.
Whatever bowl game lands in Detroit, I really want to go to this year.
You want to look up bowl projections?
Little Caesars Bowl. Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I look up bowl projections. You keep talking.
By the way, Little Caesars, the phone is open for
yes.
us. Please let us know.
The lines are open and our wallets are
thin
also
crust
open.
Thin crust pizza is delicious.
We love your pizza. We're local joints.
All right. This is allegedly actually turning into an ad for Little Caesars.
Oh, sorry.
Who's the bull tie into that one? Is it the Mac and Big Ten?
Usually
it's that one. Because yes. I also remember Mississippi State played Miami of Ohio a couple years ago.
The thing that sucks, I always want to go to that game, but it's always December 26th.
I know.
And I can never.
Day after Christmas, I just am, you know, always busy doing stuff with the family.
Yeah. Okay.
Trying to convince my family that we should go. Because the one year that Miami of Ohio was in it, obviously my sister's Miami grad, I was like, hey, let's go on down to Ford Field. But we couldn't organize it in time.
So it's no longer a MAC.
Oh, really?
It is a Big Ten versus ACC or Notre Dame.
Well, Notre Dame's not going to go.
No, exactly. That's just what this says here.
Okay.
So right now, according to – I'll look up another projection here in a second. But according to this one, they have – do you want to guess?
Sure.
Maryland versus
– I'll actually say Nebraska versus Louisville.
No, but it's another red team.
For which one?
The Big Ten.
Oh, Indiana, Louisville.
Indiana and Virginia Tech is what SI.
That'd be a pretty fun one, actually.
It wouldn't be bad.
No.
Those tickets will be flying off the shelves.
Yeah, they will. And, our trip to Rutgers, Illinois is coming up here shortly.
When is that?
November 2nd. We gotta.
Oh, I might be in Texas.
Oh, well, okay. Ross, just you and me then.
As usual, we'll probably do a podcast there, too.
Because we know Keith's not going to join us.
Oh, holy. Okay, so the other projection, this one is on ESPN.com. So there's two projections for this one. One
ESPN,
is
ESPN, we are available for ads.
Yeah.
One is, yeah, they really need us. One is Virginia Tech and Western Michigan, which would be a fun game. So it is a MAC school. I don't know why the other one said it's Big Ten.
Well, I think it's just, it's Big Ten if there is a Big Ten team available, and then it goes to the MAC.
But the other guy predicts a rematch of the national championship game in 1995. Who knows their history?
Nebraska versus somebody.
Nebraska versus who was that?
95 ACC.
Miami?
Nebraska versus Miami.
That would be
a cool game.
That would be really cool.
Put all my money on Nebraska.
If Nebraska goes to the Quick Lane Bowl, I think we have to go. So Ross,
Josh, it's not 2008. It's not the Quick Lane Bowl anymore.
Little Caesars,
Little Caesars
Bowl.
Right there. Quick Lane Bowl.
Okay. Bill, it's not 2008. It's the Quick Lane Bowl. Sorry, Jeff.
Quick Lane, our pockets are open. We're ready to go. We're obviously well in tune with your product.
I could have sworn it was the Little Caesars Bowl.
I think we got to go. And we got to get Ross a Taylor Martinez jersey.
Adrian Martinez.
It's Adrian. It's not 2008.
Who's Taylor Martinez?
He was the quarterback
there.
Before Adrian.
Before
Martinez.
Adrian.
the one
that actually put up fantasy points.
Yeah.
We
have to get you a corner.
Cornhusker hat. I'd love that. I'm sure Adrian, I'm sure you're listening, that we wouldn't mind free tickets. I'm sure that you won't get in trouble for that. So
yeah, you can't use his stature as a football player to help us though.
Yeah, we can't take money, wink wink, or give you money.
Taylor Martinez would not have been a great fantasy quarterback.
Not even senior year?
Senior year, he only played four games. He got hurt. But his junior year was his best year. He threw for 2,800 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 12 picks.
How many rush touchdowns did he have, though? That's the real stat.
10 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, that would have been pretty decent.
He'd be a good flex guy.
Good flex.
Yeah, good flex guy. I love it. We're like 10 minutes ago, I was like, I don't know what else we're going to talk about in this segment. And then we ended up talking about the Quick Lane Bowl for
Did you guys know
minutes.
That September 4th in Lincoln, Nebraska is Bo Pelini Day?
9-4.
9-4?
Yeah.
Because he always went 9-4.
Gosh.
They're trying to make I saw some jokes on October 3rd making that Jim Harbaugh day because he always goes 10-3.
Oh, that'll work a couple weeks
okay.
past so, Jim Harbaugh day.
It, but
happy belated Jim Harbaugh Day.
Thank you.
You'd be lucky to get 10-3.
I know. I don't hate being 10-3. Again, we're on a Michigan podcast. All right.
We really don't talk that much.
All right. Well, I think it's time for a break, Billy.
Yeah, I think it is. We'll be right back, and we'll talk games and lines. Welcome back to a quick break.
You sound like,
back.
What?
So annoyed.
You had a low energy going out.
Welcome
there.
Back.
And, I guess we're going to
take a break.
Well,
welcome
we're
back.
Doing a break. Welcome back.
Josh reminded us that we have to do our fun start 'em sit 'em segment, and I completely forgot to do a start 'em sit 'em, so I'm mad at myself. All right, I'll lead us back in. All right, we're going to take another quick break.
No, it's okay.
Welcome back. Preferred Talk-Ons is back to another great segment of Stardom, Sit 'em, Brrr. Who wants to start?
You.
All right. Because I'm really on the spot here. My stardom is Brexit. We're going to be told to stick to sports after this one. But the UK has a deal to leave the European Union. So I've heard. And the other stardom is Holy Matrimony, because my sister got married and I missed all of college football last week.
Boo.
And my sit-em is the St. Louis Cardinals, because they got swept and I was thrilled.
Oh, that will lead me into my sit-em. Champagne celebrations in the locker room in Washington, D.C. Why? Because Juan Soto was only 20 years old.
He had the Welch's grapefruit. You saw him. You saw him, like,
doesn't matter.
Having to show all the cameras.
According to the law. Sorry, Washington. And
he does turn 21 in, like, 6 days. Okay. So if they drag out the World Series, then he can celebrate the World Series.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right, as of now.
He's a criminal.
Yes. Stardom. I'm going to start Christmas commercials because I heard my first one on the radio. Oh,
did you really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard my first Christmas commercial on the way into work today. Man. So get ready for those. Ross, do you have any?
No, but I'll talk. My stardom.
Boiler Ross talk.
My stardom is Austin Kendall's revenge game. I talked about it earlier. I think it's great that Austin Kendall wanted to transfer from Oklahoma because he wasn't playing. Lincoln Riley said no. Lincoln Riley takes Jalen Hurts and essentially was strong-armed and letting Austin Kendall go to West Virginia. So I hope Austin remembers that while he's icing his shoulder tonight, and I hope he throws some touchdowns. My sit-em is
Ross is just looking around the room.
My sit-em is being prepared for a podcast. It's not necessary. You can just come in and you can just talk all you want. Anyway, horns down, go Mountaineers.
Well, in your defense, we weren't planning on having you on today. Keith, again, was like, yo, I'm going to dip, and just left after lunch. So it's.
You guys got to remember, when Keith puts that flannel on, it's tough for him to stay inside.
It's probably going chopping down trees
wood,
right now.
Pressing that lady, it is.
Whoa.
Why would you do horns down this week, though? You're playing Oklahoma.
Horns down.
Doesn't matter.
Every week.
It's a lifestyle, Josh. It's not a cheer.
Sooner down, Josh. Don't sound stupid. And also, not being prepared for the betting week is a sit-em, which I'm going to take copious notes here when we do our next segment on bets, because I want to make money.
Let's get into some lines.
Not cocaine. We're talking betting lines here.
Betting lines.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, like Ross's sit-em, I did not do my three locks for the point totals. I gotta find those.
I gotta come back for
right quick.
Do you want me to start then? Because I gotta come back from last week.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
It was a rough last week. Hopefully we'll make up for it. I got a couple for Friday night slate.
Ooh.
I chose Syracuse money line, just beating Pitt straight up.
Okay.
I think Syracuse at home is not favored, but I don't know. I don't know Pitt. They haven't looked good. They haven't looked bad. Same with Syracuse. So that's kind of a toss-up. And then I also took tonight's Northwestern Ohio State game. I took the over of 49.5. I think Ohio State.
Ohio State might cover.
I said this before. Like, I think Ohio State could do it alone.
About the Northwestern game tonight. Josh?
I did not bet on the Marshall game tonight.
Let me find that one.
Something hurt.
My other couple bets I have, I did bet on West Virginia, Oklahoma.
Ooh, which bet on?
Over 64.5.
Yikes.
So the Marshall line tonight is FAU favored by 5.5 and over under 57. I took Marshall to cover that one.
I probably take Marshall and the under. I don't like to take the under.
FAU has been hitting their stride recently in terms of offense, so I think this game will definitely have some points scored, but I do think Marshall will cover.
I have been on Iowa State and Texas Tech to cover most of these weeks, and most of the time I've been disappointed. They play each other this week. The over is 55.5. I took that. I like it. I like it, and I'm sure tomorrow I'll probably regret that. I also took another over, Arizona State and Utah. There's only 48.5.
Two really good defenses.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. That's not a lot of points.
I think now that Zach Moss is back, that gives Utah an element in their offense that they did not have before.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona State's defense is really good, but I think Eno Benjamin and Zach Moss will just give that game a little bit of a spark to make the over look a little bit more appealing.
And after that game, after these last couple weeks, you got to ask if Herm Edwards is an offense guru. I mean, the man is just doing some ridiculous stuff over there at ASU.
He's 5-1.
They are a legitimate football team, and no one thought after he was complaining about the size of the football jerseys that that would ever happen.
There's no way this is our jersey. This is a women's jersey.
This is a women's jersey. Yeah, no. Herm, it's a woman's football jersey.
Or like,
like, what is he talking about?
In his press conference when he's like, oh, I don't like the devil. I'm a Christian. No, Herm, our mascot is the Sun Devil. Oh.
I'll get that changed.
But I mean, God bless him. He's done an amazing job. Yeah. Arizona State looks good.
Yeah.
I
think it's strictly they are just prepared.
This game.
He is an NFL coach. He's just prepared. Yeah,
exactly. That's
if they win this game, they're a legitimate Pac-12 contender.
I was gonna say this game are the two favorite teams for the South right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who else are you gonna put in the Pac-12 South Championship game other than Arizona State or Utah?
And if Arizona State gets good, how can it be hard to recruit to Arizona State?
Honestly.
The women, they're all fun.
Like you get an 18-year-old on campus, and Herm Edwards just nodding and winking.
He might not leave.
Well, Herm Edwards wouldn't do that. He's a good Christian man. But
good point. Herm will get a
one of his assistants to make sure.
So was Hugh Freeze. So that turned out well for him.
That's a great point.
Hugh Freeze is at Liberty doing a good Christian thing. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Josh. But all
right. My last bet.
I'll
take this
one quick thing. I also don't think Herm Edwards will be calling prostitutes from his school-sanctioned cell phone.
No, he's smarter than that.
No.
Exactly.
He's calling from his rotary phone at home.
He probably still has one. Herm Edwards definitely has a landline.
Oh, without a doubt.
100%.
He has to. There's low internet rates. even though he uses a VHS to watch tape. We're getting Herm. You're doing a hell of a job.
All right, I got to fast forward to the third quarter. Eject. Put the pencil in the spokes and fast forward a little bit.
Too far.
Oh, man.
And then I took Oklahoma State -3.5. Because guess what? They're probably going to wear the black jerseys.
Oh,
and anytime Oklahoma State wears the black jerseys against an undefeated team.
Especially when they do black jerseys with the – it's not even a black helmet. It's just got, like, the orange sheriff
badge.
But
the old school? The old school logo?
Is that the sheriff badge one?
Is it the sheriff badge? No.
I don't know if that's the old one, but you know, it's like the orange sheriff badge, and then behind it, it's not black. It's like it's almost like graffiti of like Oklahoma State's other logos. That is, it's barbed wire. That's what it is.
And you're not gonna beat Oklahoma State.
Graffiti.
When they wear those unis.
It's barbed wire behind the orange sheriff's logo. Holy crap, those are sweet.
I'm surprised Mike Gundy doesn't wear a hat of just barbed wire, like a visor of just barbed wire. Just because he just wants to look tough.
You don't want to mess up the hair.
No. Well, I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, like one of those, like, fake visors that they have kind of goofy hair in the back?
Yeah.
He just gets one of those with barbed wire on top.
That'd be awesome.
It's not a night game, though. It's a 4 o'clock game. Because if it was a night game, it's a guarantee.
4 o'clock, which time zone?
Our time zone.
Okay. So 3 o'clock Oklahoma time. That's a shame.
Still, if they wear those black uniforms, and I don't know for sure if they will. I'm just assuming because Baylor's undefeated, but they'll wear the jerseys because they did it last year to whoever they beat that was undefeated.
Yeah.
Actually, that might have been Iowa State.
In the NCAA 2010 video game that I have, I always played as Oklahoma State because they have, well, A, they had Justin Blackman, Des Bryant, and Brandon Wheaton.
Decent team.
B, they also had the best uniform combinations that you can do.
Isn't it funny you named those three players and none of them are in the NFL anymore?
No, for a variety of reasons.
Justin Blackman, why? Just why?
Honestly, man.
Come on,
dude. You're so smart. Talented.
You have money. Just Uber.
You're so talented.
Why did you have to get like 18 DUIs?
And Brandon Wheaton just wasn't a good quarterback.
He was also old.
That's true. Yeah. Thank you for your service, Brandon Wheaton.
Thank you.
All right. A couple of the bets that I made. Like Josh said, it was a tough week last week. I did end barely over 50%. But not good enough for my standards. Here are my locks against the spread. Virginia, -3.5 at home against Duke. That looked real bad Real bad last week against Miami, but
yeah,
I think Bronco Mendenhall will have him in shape this week. Boise State, +6.5 on the road against BYU. We mentioned that Hank Bachmeier is a little iffy, but BYU's quarterback is also out, so it's backup quarterback against backup quarterback, and I will always take Boise State. And then last but not least, I have Cal as an 11-point favorite against Oregon State. Now, Oregon State's been clicking recently, but Cal's best unit is also their defense, and that should shut down Oregon State no problem. So,
what is Oregon State clicking?
I mean,
they win? I haven't paid any attention.
I mean, they've lost some really close games. I'm blanking on his name right now, but there's a Isaiah Hodgins, I think his name is. He's a wide receiver from Oregon State. You can double check that for me. He is having an incredible season. And Jake Luton's done really well for them at quarterback. So they're looking they're not a pushover as they were last year.
They're 2-4. They lost last week to Utah 52-7.
Okay. That's defeats my argument with what I just made. But they lost to Stanford by 4. They were in another game that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Kind of. No, they were in the Hawaii game. They were in the Stanford game. Mm-hmm. Only lost to Stanford by 3. So they beat Portland State and they beat Cal Poly. So two
FCS schools.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not as great as I remember. But they're not a pushover.
Wait, hold on. Anymore. That was 2017. Why is it up there like that?
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Back when TJ Houshmandzadeh and Chad Johnson played for Oregon State.
Oh, they beat UCLA.
There you go. Who just beat Stanford?
Who didn't beat UCLA?
But they did beat Stanford.
Stanford didn't beat UCLA. That's who. Or Washington State, for that matter.
Sorry, Cougars Act.
Shout out, Cougars Act. So anyway, I think Cal's defense will shut down Oregon State, and you can move the ball pretty easily on Oregon State's defense. My total point picks, Western Michigan and Eastern Michigan over 61.5. I mentioned Ross earlier. I think Levante Bellamy has a day on the ground, and Mike Glass is a solid little quarterback for Eastern Michigan, so I expect that to go well over 61. Oregon, Washington, over 50.5, and Texas A&M versus Ole Miss, over 55. Those are my locks. I'm sticking to them. Do you want Loki's locks as well?
The dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, he picked. Josh. Last week, I put a treat in each hand, and one represented, like Air Force -3, and the other represented the other school. And so Loki picked his three picks. So these are locks, virtual locks.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing these.
Loki's locks. Okay. That's got to be a segment.
Both these locks.
Oregon -3 at Washington. Virginia Tech +3.5 against North Carolina.
Actually, I do really like that
in
one.
In Blacksburg. That's a strong pick.
Loki
dog
needs a stump,
made
man.
That pick. A dog made that pick, Josh. Just calm down over there.
Yeah, and
yeah, so does everyone when they bet in a football game.
I mean, he just ate treats out of your hands. I mean,
no, he knows what he's doing.
He does. And then
I'm making all these bets. So
he also picked Air Force favored by 3 in Hawaii. Ooh. Personally, I'd take Hawaii that game.
Loki knows. I trust him. I'm just going to share Kelsey's lock real quick that she told us today.
Okay.
Might as well just turn this part off, folks, because this ain't going to be right.
Her lock is Army -4.5 at Georgia State. Kelsey Smith's. Actually, do we have a nickname for her? Is she?
She couldn't decide. She could either be Red Hawk Kelsey or South Florida Kelsey, but I don't think she ever actually.
How about 2-9 Kelsey?
Oh, zing.
Those schools don't win football games here.
How'd you get 4.5? I have 6.5 down here, but
this is my line.
Who knows what back alley play she's betting off?
I also took Georgia State.
I don't want to say what website I use, but it's a known website. Yeah, no free ads.
That's fair.
But we will take that money.
Well, but I'm not going to tell you which website it is.
Georgia State's looked a lot better in the past. Dylan has their quarterback, Dan Ellington, on this fantasy team. He's done very well. And Army has also not looked good. They lost to Western Kentucky last week, 17-8. So I'm low on Army right now.
But they
now.
Almost beat Michigan, so.
Correct.
If that means anything.
Those were the days.
And that does not mean anything. How many White Claws are in your backpack, Josh?
3.
Holy crap.
I forgot I had them in here, so I was like,
you just pull them out.
We've been filming for 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not as bad as Cougar Zach.
Oh, my gosh. Zach got through half a handle of whiskey in like 20.
Yeah.
And then was just getting started when we had to reel him in.
I would be disgusted.
He started getting political.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Then you know, all right.
You turn it off, but you tell him it's still on.
Oh, I should have done that.
We all had to go. We would have been there for another 3 hours.
Honestly, yeah. Well, we'll get him back on later in the season when Washington State's dead and he can talk about how much he loves Mike Leach's coaching tree.
I've got a question I'd like to pose. I was thinking about this randomly the other day when I was in thought. what is your favorite college football rivalry to watch?
To watch.
Obviously, it's not Michigan Ohio State because Michigan loses.
Yeah. The first one that comes to mind for me is Red River.
Okay, and that's what actually got me thinking about this question.
Right. Well, they just recently played. Is that the reason why you're thinking that way?
Well, that their matchup last year was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good for a number of years, even when Texas was down. The Territorial Cup is always good. Arizona State.
Oh, sorry, I should have mentioned. Obviously, we're not counting Connecticut and Central Florida.
Correct.
That's obviously number one.
Why are we not?
Because the Civil Conflict is the
everyone
best.
Everyone knows it's number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, so I get what you're saying.
That's not saying.
Yeah.
Can someone please find that trophy and get it to us immediately?
Right. Yeah. We need to
want
that
trophy.
I really want to see Texas A&M again. Because that one gets mean very quickly. I miss that one.
I got my two that I enjoy.
A lot of the big ones off the top of my head are just like, you know, Iron Bowl.
I love the Army Navy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because that's the only game going on that week. You know, you're not missing anything, and it's always like just to grind it out.
A nap time while it's snowing outside during the Army Navy game just makes me happy to be alive.
But number one for me is Bedlam.
Oh, of course.
I love my Oklahoma State game.
Yes. That's also probably the best name for a rivalry in college football.
For sure.
Because that's exactly what it is.
And I would love for Oklahoma State to win one time.
Yeah. One time.
That'd be cool.
Although Keith is our representative for Oklahoma
State. No, I'm a Wake Forest guy. I know that. Like, I'm not trying to say that.
Right, who's their rival?
Wake Forest?
Yeah.
Try the whole ACC. Everyone wants to pass. They got Florida State this week, so.
Wow.
Josh just like leaned back in his chair when he got a real tough guy on Ross. Try the whole ACC there, guy.
Alex Hornibrook's coming for you, huh?
Yes.
Is he even going to play? He didn't play last week. He didn't start.
I know.
Justin Blackman started.
I don't know what they're. James Blackman. We were talking about Justin Blackman.
I can't get names right either.
Well, it's good that we're a fantasy college football podcast and you can't get any names
I can't get
right.
First names right.
Oh, man. Am I doing robberies now? I'm a big. Huge Kansas versus Kansas State. Huge game every year.
Farmageddon.
I just love watching.
Two shitty teams go at it.
Two shitty teams.
Kansas State's not shitty this year.
They are good.
This year.
Yeah. They were so boring in past
years.
There's
this game that happens every year that I think we never talk about. Clemson versus Alabama. That rivalry is out of control.
That's true. This will be the fifth year in a row that they're going to play.
Yeah, they will play each other again. Mark our words.
It's wild.
And, of course, if I don't mention West Virginia versus Pitt, which I think happens in 2 years again.
Backyard Brawl!
The Backyard Brawl, which is also a great name for a rivalry.
Yes.
That will be fun. Hopefully, Neil Brown will have his team fighting real hard by then.
Yeah.
Fighting Neil Browns, baby.
The Egg Bowl was great until a couple years ago. Another great name for a rivalry.
So was back in the day, LSU Arkansas.
Yeah.
The day after Thanksgiving, that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That Friday is a great college football day. Like you do your, I don't really do the Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, same.
But some people do. You come home, maybe take a little nap,
mm-hmm.
turn on some college football. You still got Saturday. You still got Sunday.
You still have your food, baby. Michigan has not gotten their ass beat by Ohio State yet.
And so there's sometimes a glimmer of hope.
Remember how we're not a Michigan podcast, guys, and that doesn't quantify for everyone, maybe?
From my experience, we can watch West Virginia get beat by Oklahoma every year.
Damn right.
Even though they already played this year.
No, they're playing Saturday.
You know what I mean. They're not the rivalry week slate this year.
Oh, yeah.
Iron
Bowl Saturday.
Iron Bowl Saturday. Yeah, it's always a good one. Warren I-4 was great a couple of years ago.
Do you think it's fair talking about, like, the game after Thanksgiving, do you think it's fair that these players are not home for Thanksgiving?
Kind of sucks.
When everyone else that goes to college is.
I know, I feel bad for them.
Kind of weird that the NCAA would make them do that just to make some money.
Weird, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Real strange.
But you can argue that.
But also, thank you. I like those games.
While everyone's gone, those students get to study.
That's true.
And learn more.
Because student comes first.
Yep.
That's, thank you, NCAA.
Thank you, NCAA.
What a joke.
Because most of them are going pro in something other than sports.
Damn right.
Except for Britton Covey, because he was not allowed to take
that
sales
internship. Two sales internships, so he is actually not going to go pro in anything. You've because actually just stifled him from being.
He physically cannot graduate because they didn't let him take that internship.
Nope, can't graduate until your 4 years of eligibility is gone.
Yeah, you have to take a fifth year just so you can take the sales internship. Man. All right.
Anyway,
have fun watching the slate. Tweet at us, PTO_podcast. Email us, theptopodcast@gmail.com. Took me a while to remember that. Follow us all on Twitter. I'm not going to say the name. Just find it.
I don't even remember mine.
Yeah.
Josh@PTO.com or something like that. I don't know.
PTO.
Just search me.
Josh
PTO.
Something. PTO Josh or something.
Just search
said .com in your Twitter handle.
Yeah, if you just search the word Josh, he'll probably be one of the first few to come up.
Yeah, I'm really trying to get that blue check mark. So
actually, just out of curiosity, I want to go to Twitter and see who the first person is. Not Josh, because I know Josh will be at the top of my list because we follow each other.
So what are you? The first famous Josh?
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Uche.
All the Joshes in the world.
Josh, you probably Gordon follow Josh Uche.
Yeah, I do.
Bless you.
Yeah, there's just a bunch, just a bunch of people that I follow, so never
mind. No, go. What's the first Josh that you don't follow?
Okay. Let's go to
people. It's a new segment.
New segment. Search Josh on Twitter.
Real exciting stuff.
This is fun. The internet's not great up here. Joshua Dunn.
Who is he?
He's a singer for 21 Pilots.
Joshua Dunn.
Wow.
Follow us.
I honestly don't know who's more famous. Josh, I'm sitting next to, or that.
Let's get you on the show.
Josh Duhamel. Josh Cribbs.
Josh Duhamel.
Josh Cribbs?
Is he still an actor?
Josh Dallas.
I'm sure he is.
I mean, what does he do? Like, he was on Las Vegas back in the day.
Josh Peck. Remember him?
Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, you got scared, Josh.
Can we just do Ross real quick, and then we'll call it?
All right.
Probably the guy from Friends.
There's probably a bunch of fan accounts.
His real name isn't Ross.
Huh?
One of fan account Rosses.
Ross Perot, former Secretary of State.
Is that your guess?
That's what I was named after. My parents won't admit it. Who you got?
Jim Ross from WWE.
Yeah!
That's a good one.
Ross Taylor,
who plays for
the Black Caps.
That's not a soccer team?
Oh, it's a cricket team down in New Zealand.
Wow. There
Ross
you go.
Caps. We'll get you on the show. Yeah. Listen up, bud.
So wait, am I from New Zealand?
Oh, guys, I have to give a quick shout out to another podcast because
why?
They did the same for us.
A podcast shouted us out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Was it
life?
A podcast that you're somehow related to in some way?
It is.
So, okay, sorry.
But it's still a good podcast. I've listened to it before. If you're interested in sports overseas, it's called Globally Ballin'. It's a good podcast. I think it's like top 12 international sports podcast. So check them out. Globally Ballin'. They know their stuff. So shout out to them.
What's your connection then, Josh?
I have listened to their podcast. I think it's great.
Just listen to them. Globally Ballin'.
Globally Ballin'.
I'm a free agent technically, Globally Ballin'. So if you need once your host that doesn't come every week.
What do you know about anything about like overseas sports?
What do I know about college fantasy football? I'm here every week.
You're 3-4.
What's the difference?
You're 3-4, same record as me.
Yeah, Spartan.
Ah, shit, that's right. I'm not saying a lot.
5-1. And he hasn't checked his team all year.
That's such bullshit.
On that note, enjoy week 8.
Enjoy week 8, folks. Thank you.